time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The New York Times obtained a list of four dozen questions that Robert Mueller once asked Donald Trump to learn more about his ties to Russia and determine whether he obstructed the inquiry itself. Among the questions...
When did you become aware of the Trump Tower meeting, the June meeting with Donald Trump Jr.? What involvement did you have in the communication strategy, including the release of Donald Trump Jr.'s emails? What communication did you have with Michael D. Cohen, Felix Sater, and others, including foreign nationals, about Russian real estate developments during the campaign? What discussions did you have during the campaign regarding Russian sanctions? During the campaign, what did you know about Russian hacking, use of social media, or other acts aimed at the campaign? What did you know about communication between Roger Stone, his associates, Julian Assange, or WikiLeaks?
Michael Schmidt, the New York Times reporter who broke the story, tells Rachel Maddow the background on the questions.
Let me explain how these questions came about. There have been a lot of negotiations that have gone on between Trump's folks and Mueller's folks. In March, it got a little contentious, and Mueller's office offered to have the president's lawyers come in and be told the questions that they wanted to ask them. So the president's lawyers went in, they met with Mueller's investigators, and they went through subject after subject after subject that they wanted to answer, they wanted questions to ask about. And what the president's lawyers did is they wrote down all of these things, and they came up with these 49 questions. These are the 49 things that Mueller wants to ask the president. And they looked at these 49 questions, and for at least some of the president's lawyers, they said, we cannot allow him to be interviewed. These are too invasive. They're getting at mindset. It's getting at intent. This is too much. We think it's a bad idea to allow him to go in for an interview.
So the president's lawyer's reaction to being essentially briefed by Mueller's prosecutors on this list of questions was, oh, no, these are not questions we can allow the president to answer. If this is what they want to ask, they shouldn't get him?
You have to look at the larger timeline then of what happens. John Dowd was a big hawk against letting the president sit down for an interview. 2 weeks after they get these questions, less than 2 weeks after they get these questions, John Dowd quits the team because the president is not going to listen to his advice not to do the interview. John Dowd saw the interview as highly problematic, and he was not going to be the lawyer that allowed that to happen.
More discord in the White House, as MSNBC's Chris Hayes details.
The president is an idiot. That's what his own chief of staff said on many occasions, according to multiple current and former White House officials in a blockbuster report from NBC News. John Kelly, said chief of staff, is denying it, but four current and former White House officials said they have heard Kelly call Trump an idiot, and a total of eight officials described Kelly as repeatedly insulting the president's intelligence and casting himself as a savior of the country. He says stuff you can't believe, said one senior White House official. He'll say it and you think, that is not what you should be saying. Two officials said that Kelly is particularly contemptuous of the president's knowledge about immigration policy, told aides he prevented Trump from signing a deal on DACA that was insufficiently hardline. Quoting again, he doesn't even understand what DACA is. He's an idiot, Kelly said in one meeting. We've got to save him from himself. The officials also said that Kelly, who told a patently false story last year to smear Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, has made multiple remarks that have rattled female staffers in the White House, including repeatedly telling aides that women are more emotional than men. The White House and Kelly declined to offer an on-the-record response before the story was published, though three White House spokespersons said on background they had never personally heard Kelly call Trump an idiot. In a statement late this afternoon, Kelly said, quote, I spend more time with the president than anyone else, and we have an incredibly candid and strong relationship. Note, not a denial. He always knows where I stand. Also not a denial. And he and I both know this story is total BS. I'm committed to the president, his agenda, and our country. This is another pathetic attempt to smear people close to President Trump and distract from the administration's many successes.
New allegations surface against Dr. Ronnie Jackson. CNN is reporting that Vice President Mike Pence's physician privately raised concerns within the White House last fall that Trump's doctor may have violated HIPAA protections for Pence's wife, Karen, and intimidated the vice president's doctor during angry confrontations over the episode. The president at the last minute on Monday evening announced he'd again postpone imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union for 30 days. The tariffs would have kicked in at midnight. U.S. border inspectors allowed some of the Central American asylum seekers to enter the country for processing, ending a brief impasse over lack of space. Now the migrants who cross Mexico in a caravan may face a long legal path. U.S. Customs and Border Protection didn't say how many caravan members were allowed in Monday, but organizers said there were 8. About 140 others were still waiting in Mexico to turn themselves in at San Diego-San Ysidro border crossing. According to the Washington Post fact-checker database that analyzes, categorizes, and tracks every suspect statement made by the president, in the 466 days since he took office, Trump has made 3,001 false or misleading claims, an average of nearly 6.5 per day. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.